You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, a UW Stout Honor Society has been sending people cards just to make their lives a little brighter. We'll hear about the Spread the Love campaign.
First, new research just released earlier today offers what would be a startling revision to theories of when humans first arrived here on the North American continent. Like, really startling, factor of 10 different than previously believed.
The findings, which were published in Nature, point to evidence found in Southern California that could turn previous thinking on its head, but a lot of researchers are skeptical about the findings.
John Hawks joins us now to explain the significance of the find. He's the Vilas Borghese Distinguished Achievement Professor in the Department of Anthropology at UW-Madison. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, glad to be here.
Well, before we get into the pros and cons of the reaction to this find, can you talk us through what was in this Nature Journal article? What did they say they found?
Yeah, this was a group of researchers who are reevaluating evidence from what we had considered to be too early sites to be, you know, representing very ancient occupation of the Americas by humans. They've been going back to sites looking for evidence that maybe somebody was there that we hadn't recognized. And so they were looking at more ancient kills of mammoths and mastodons and other kinds of extinct animals, just looking for any evidence that humans had been involved. This site is one that was excavated in the early 1990s, actually. It was identified during a road cut, I think, in Southern California outside San Diego. And it contains the remains of a mastodon and some other kinds of creatures. And these researchers from a private research organization went in and they looked at it and they said, oh, we think that these mastodon bones were broken intentionally. It looks like they've got marks that were made by them being broken when they were fresh by being hit with hammer stones. And they had hammer stones in the site with flakes that had been removed from the hammer stones, presumably by knocking them into the mastodon bones. And so they had all that documented. And they said, well, this is very interesting. Anytime that there's an extinct animal involved, it's interesting because it could be very, very old, one of the earliest sites in the Americas. They took the mastodon bones and teeth to have dated with radiocarbon, that's carbon-14 dating, and there was no result. They were too old. And so then they used a technique that's based on the absorption of uranium from the groundwater into the mastodon bones, and they discovered that the bones appear to be 130,000 years old. Now, that's almost 10 times older than we have any really good evidence of humans in the Americas. So this is like, wow, this is really, really interesting. There's something very anomalous here.
Right. The conversation had been maybe 10, 15,000 years ago, the first humans here. Some people have made claims for, 25 or even 40,000. That still seemed dicey. So this jump would be, if it were backed up, huge, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this would be transformational in the sense that that age, 130,000 years, is earlier than we have any documented appearance of humans in the high latitudes of the old world. You know, we've got humans in Siberia, you know, fairly early, 300,000 years ago, but in the very southern tier of Siberia. And you sort of have to go up the eastern coast of Asia around, you know, the very far up to high latitudes before you're able to get across that landmass when sea levels were low that we call Beringia. Now, you could walk to North America, but you've got to make it in those northern climates in order to do so, and you've got to be able to survive there. And so we hadn't thought that people had done that until modern humans were on the scene and until there was, you know, the ability to travel along the coast and use a larger space in this sort of really hard to live in high latitude.
Talking to John Hawks, professor of anthropology at UW-Madison, looking at research unveiled today, the journal Nature, saying maybe some form of humans were on this continent, North America, over 100,000 years ago, changing the number from like 10,000 or so years ago. So, John, we've got this mastodon, we've got it's been worked on, these researchers say. There are these tools, stone tools that may have been used on it, but not everybody is on board as they're looking at this. What's been some of the reaction in the world of anthropology?
Well, because it would be such a jump in evidence, people, archaeologists, are looking for a very, very high standard. They're saying, you know, show us the direct evidence that humans really, really did, you know, hit these rocks. And typically we look for intentional signs of flaking, making artifacts that are clearly different from a natural rock, you know, something that you pick up and recognize and say, oh, humans made this. These are not that. They are hammer stones, which are round, basically cobbles. They have clearly been hit on something because they've shattered and flakes of them are off. But they're recognized as tools by these researchers because of the association, because they're in this context where somebody seems to have maybe used tools, and they're in a silty sort of ancient riverbed, slow-moving water situation where there's not a lot of rocks around, and these stand out as anomalous. And so the researcher's argument is that, you know, this in a more recent time period, you'd recognize as probably archaeological site. And the evidence seems good, even though there's not this really, really, you know, very clear, somebody made this thing, and we've got, you know, lots and lots of evidence, you know, about the date of things all the way around it. And so archaeologists who are not, you know, part of this study are saying, you know, we really want some extraordinary evidence here. You know, we want something that is, you know, all of us would look at and say, oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And John, you're not involved in this study directly, but obviously this is of interest to you, this issue. How excited are you getting about what you've seen in this study?
You know, when I got this, when it was sent to me, I took a very close look at it. I saw that, you know, this is something where the evidence is going to go one way or the other. You know, I looking at it, it's not like a smoking gun. You know, you have to sort of put together the different elements of it as an argument that there's something really here. But I am excited because in a sense, we know over the last 15 years of discoveries in archaeology, anthropology, we keep finding things that we didn't expect to find. And that's exciting to me. The work that I've been involved in South Africa, you're finding things you didn't expect to find, and that's true almost everywhere. It is really true that when we look back at the past, there are these big spaces of the world and big spaces of time that we haven't looked at closely enough to know everything that's there. And the New World may be one of those cases. It's certainly a case where in the last 15 years we've transformed from thinking that no humans could have been here before 14,000 years ago to acknowledging that we have some older sites and maybe humans were here 17, 18, 20,000 years ago. Now, accepting a 130,000-year-old site would be a really, really big jump.
John, as we wrap up, let's talk about how we in the public maybe think of science. And I remember at certain stages of learning, you know, there was the chart, and here's the human family tree, and it looked like it was a done deal, but things are still changing. And that's kind of more how science works. It's not, okay, we got it all, it's carved in stone, is it?
No. We're always, always working to make new discoveries. And, you know, a lot of people look at science and say, well, you guys think you know all the answers. And when you're inside of science, it's the absolute opposite case, right? I wish I knew some answers. What I know is that if I keep looking for things and keep making logical predictions and then test them, collect some data and figure it out, then I will either find out that, yeah, we pretty much had a good idea of what was going on, or I'll find out, dang, we were wrong, and we've got to develop some new ideas. And we have seen a lot of new ideas coming out in the last 15 years because there are big parts of the past that we're just starting to learn about.
We'll leave it there for now. John, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's John Hawks, professor of anthropology at UW-Madison. He was with us to talk about the significance or potential significance. New findings released today that date the human presence, if confirmed in North America, way, way earlier than previously thought.